This is I Should Be Writing, Season 17, Episode 18.
Well, I should be writing. I should be working on my craft. I should be writing. I should be submitting my next draft. Watching Doctor Who.
And my name is Merle Lafferty, and this is I Should Be Writing, the podcast for wannabe fiction writers. And I am streaming live on Twitch on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and then the episodes go into the RSS feed, and everybody gets a taste. Before I get started, I wanted to say I wanted to start using Tiltify to fundraise for some causes that I believe in. And my belief is that the show's called I Should Be Writing, and I'm trying to encourage people to write, but when it comes to LGBT youth, sometimes if they want to be creating, that's not the first thing on their minds, because they could be having issues with self-esteem, families kicking them out or not giving them the love that they need. They're very vulnerable. And I want to support them as a writer. And so this podcast is going to be supporting the Trevor Project, which supports LGBT youth. And I launched it yesterday, and I announced it on Twitter, but I was going to start promoting it on the podcast. And then, as you can see, I got a $300 anonymous donation, and $300 was my goal. So that was shocking. Quite. So if my anonymous donor is around, thank you. Just because I hit my goal doesn't mean that the Trevor Project doesn't need more help. So if you are in a position where you can give money, I know a lot of people aren't. It's been a bad year. But if you are, consider throwing a couple of bucks their way. There's a link in the chat, and for later people, I'll be putting it on the show notes as well. Work's going well for me, I'm pleased to say. I did, as I mentioned last time, I was kind of getting mired in worrying about constantly redoing the first couple of chapters, and I broke through that barrier this week. So I pushed through and started working on some new stuff. Not new, but new parts of the book to edit. And so I'm I actually feel like I finally have some real momentum. So feeling good about that. I made a very, very ambitious goal where by in 1 month I want to have my novelette and the scripts done that I need to edit. But these are all in like late stage edits, so it's possible. It's just going to be a lot of switching gears, which I've discovered is really my problem. I'm going to be talking about productivity and prioritizing and how that's a lot more complex than we think it is this episode. Here's the deal. People say, how can I can't find time to write. And what we were saying before now, I'm enlightened now, is you don't find time to write. You make time. It's not like there's just time sitting over there and you're sitting there feeling energized and well-rested and happy and bored. And you think, oh, right, this is that time I've been looking for. I guess I'll go write now. That's not the way we work. But we would always say, make time to write. And that is not very useful either, because there's no information past that. So I've been doing this for 2 decades now, and I still felt like I was adrift, grabbing time, grabbing focus, grabbing whatever I could, whenever I could, and still thinking, I need a structure to my day. We're talking 2 decades, long time. And part of me was starting to do it's a feeling I'm getting in my 40s, which is, well, if I haven't achieved this thing I've been wanting my whole life, it's probably not going to come. achieving by, like, way of changing habits or something. And that wasn't a good feeling. I mean, I'm glad I became a professional writer, but it also makes me feel bad that I don't feel more adult and responsible about it. Let me tell you what I did. I got called on the carpet because I was telling a friend of mine, I sort of have an accountability manager type friend who helps me look at what I need to do and helps me work that out. But I said, you know, I really want to make a writing first thing in the morning habit. And he's like, you've been saying that for years. You literally have been saying that for years. It's probably not going to happen. And I felt called out. And granted, I need that kind of honesty. But I felt like, he's like, you're not going to do it. So just move on. Find something else to focus on. Find something else to work toward. And it was him calling me out that way, where I'm just, my rebelliousness is like, no, damn it. I'm going to make it work. Just to show you that you're wrong. I know that's childish, but hey, it worked. Here's what I realized. It's not a matter of pushing something aside. I don't know if you guys have this, but when I need to, like, clean my desk or something, the first part is difficult because everything is messy. And so if I think, okay, I need to put my pen somewhere that's tidy. Well, right now there's nowhere to put it because there's something in every place. And granted, the way you deal with that with physical things is you take everything off and then you put everything back on. When it comes to time, that is harder. I'm a very literal person. I don't like that about myself, but it's just how my mind works. So I think that's why I wasn't doing it. It's like, I want to make writing my priority and first thing in the morning, but I wasn't. So what I did was I looked at my morning and I thought, what is in the way? Like, if I want to take writing and put it in this spot, what is there now? Now, granted, if, like, feeding a child, driving to work, doing your day job, I mean, those are, like, legit stuff. You probably can't move. But for me, and this is me just, I'm being honest, and I don't like it because being honest and vulnerable and yucky and showing you guys how awful I am is not appealing, but I need to tell you how it was going, which was, I would make coffee, and then I would sit down with my tablet or my Switch, and I would decide, I'm going to play a game while I drink my coffee. And then an hour would pass, and possibly another half hour. And a bad day, 2 hours would pass, and I'd look up and go, oh God, what just happened? And then I'd think, well, I could get some writing done, but I got some chores to do. The kitchen's a little messy. I could put a load of laundry in. And so when I looked at my morning, I thought, okay, what is in that place now? Wasting time with devices and chores. So I had to remove those things. The first thing I did was decide to plug in my phone downstairs. So I didn't, I was also sometimes spending time in my bed just looking at my phone instead of getting up and moving. So the phone is plugged in overnight somewhere else. And I bought the kitchen, I've talked about it before. It's just like a kitchen lockbox with a timer on it. You can put anything in there, cookies, booze, devices, whatever. And you just put the lid on and you turn the dial for as long as you want to not be able to get into it. And so that's where my Switch goes. So distractions taken care of. I set a timer to where it's not available till the afternoon. And then I realized that if I wake up and the kitchen's clean, then I don't have that feeling of this is like productive procrastination kind of thing. Like, well, this needs to be done, so I should do it. But really, it's not my priority, but I'm letting it be. So I needed to fix that. So now finding time in the morning was stretching to last night because now I need my evenings to be focused on my morning because I have to do the dishes that are not due, that are not there in the morning. And it feels ridiculous to say that putting a switch away, putting a phone in another room, and doing the dishes, it's what got me the productivity need that the productivity desire that I've had for years. And that's what it took. And no, I'm not perfect, but I can tell you that my butt is in the chair more often than not now. And you know, my husband is respecting this and helping me. It's like half the dishes are his job. He has to clean out the dishwasher and make me have room to do the dishes. So he has agreed to help out with the timing of everything. But it's little stuff like that. And what changed was I looked and said, this time, this hunk of time that I need, what is in its place? And I moved those things. And it was a big epiphany for me. And I kind of had a thought, another epiphany today, where we're kind of doing, well, at least everyone says do like prioritizing in a to-do list. But I'm starting to feel like the to-do list is not, it's not a list. It's like a spider web, because you tweak something and it's felt in other places. And maybe the metaphor is going to break down real fast, but essentially it's more complex. And I worry that's going to be taken as a negative, but I think it's a positive, because if you go in thinking, I'm going to put writing at the top of my to-do list and that means I'll do it first, that's probably not going to mean you do it first. But if you see what's in the way of what mess on your desk is in the way of you wanting to put writing there, your metaphorical desk, you got to take that away and find a place for that too. Even if it's something as silly as gaming, because you want to do it. And so you find yourself filling time with that. So where are you going to put the gaming? Where are you going to put the dishes? It makes me, you know, I'm a little downheartened realizing that like the 1-2-3 list is not quite what I need. But at least I may be able to approach my priorities differently, knowing that I may have to shuffle a lot of things around in order to achieve what I need to achieve. And if I go in there with the knowledge that I need to do that, that might help. Now, as Dr. Got a question, Dr. Aaron Mack says, how do you immerse yourself in the moment once the time starts? That is what we call ditch digging. I don't know how much of my stuff you've seen, but I have another podcast with a friend of mine called Ditch Diggers, where we say when you're a working writer or a working creative in any field, you don't have the luxury of not being in the mood. You don't have the luxury of not being inspired. I can't remember who it was, but some famous author was just like, yeah, I'm inspired every day. What inspires me is deadlines, or what inspires me is sitting down at my typewriter. It's not a sexy answer, but the answer, there's two answers. One of them is not sexy, one of them is more creative, but the non-sexy answer is you do it, because it is work, and it is the happy rush of creativity that gets us there. But then it's work to keep it going. And you got to remember that you may just have to do the work, and sometimes it's not fun. The other thinking is maybe that's not the right time of day for you. Some people write best late at night. Some people are able to put aside like lunch hour time and write then. So maybe if you've carved out a space, but you can't really get into it then, maybe you need to think, let's put it somewhere else. Let's try the writing somewhere else in the day. So either try a different time or just accept that it's work and do it. If you're not, you know, you can't, most people's day jobs, you can't afford to be uninspired. which is why we call it ditch digging, because ditch diggers don't get ditch digger block. And yeah, you can take that apart and say, well, ditch diggers aren't creative, and it's usually just digging a ditch, but the point is still there. If it's your job, you do it. And a lot of people want writing to be their job, so you do it. And, you know, when you sit down and you force yourself to write, say, just tell yourself to write 250 words, write one page. If you do that every day, you'll have a novel in a year. And a lot of writers, including myself, have said that once you put together all the days of writing that you have, when you're in those days, you're either going to have, like, the day where just the words just flow and you're brilliant. And then the next day is you can't even think what your character wants when they wake up in the morning. But you put something down. And when you put all that together, you often can't look at your book and say, that was a bad day of writing right there. Maybe sometimes you can, but I've never been able to. I just think it's important because I've been looking for productivity hacks for years. I've tried bullet journaling, and I've tried, what else have I tried? I've tried a lot of things. I've tried buying those journals that are completely laid out for you, and you don't need to do anything but fill out, you know, here's what I'm grateful for, here's what I did today, here's the things I need to do tomorrow. That doesn't work either. Luckily, I found a journal that actually offered a money-back guarantee if it didn't work for you, so at least I got that money back. But it really has to do with identify the time, decide what you're doing in that time right now, and decide where you need to shuffle that. You may need to shuffle more than one thing because whatever you're doing in the time you need to write may go into a place where other stuff is happening. But I have faith that once that process starts, you'll be able to figure out how to settle everything down, and then now you have that time to write. See, I was trying to come up with a good metaphor for the whole to-do list versus a spider web, because I don't think the spider web works 100%, and I don't like spiders. So I don't want to think about my to-do list as a spider web, because then I'll get scared. Part of me thinks trying to get the air bubbles out of a sticker or something. Anyway, something where when you change one thing, you got to run and fix something else that changed because of the first change. Now, sometimes it is just grinding out stuff, and I think some people lose sight of that, and maybe they think that people like me are hacks and people like them are artists, but hacks often feed their family. You know, you don't want to say quantity is more important than quality, but, you know, you do want to find a happy medium between the two. I had a friend who was making good money self-publishing romance novels, but her readers were devouring them at a pace where she gave herself carpal tunnel because she was writing so fast to keep up with them. That was a little scary. So another thing I want to do is, and you know, I don't know if this stream is big enough yet, but I want to do it because it does come up occasionally in the chat, which is, if anybody has any good news, I would love to share it. And remember, good news includes rejections, because if you're rejected, that means you're a working writer. And of course rejections suck. I'm not making light of that. But they're indicative of more than that editor didn't want that story. They're indicative of you finished a story and you sent it out, which means you're braver than a lot of people I know, and working writers get rejected. So you're taking a step to being a working writer, and we celebrate that. If you have sales, that's great too. If you finish something, that's great too. But I want to be supportive and celebrate. So if anybody wants to put any good news in the chat, or if you're listening later, email me your good news. Would love to hear it. I mean, it's a pretty crappy time still. Things are improving, but there's still a whole lot of crap out there, and we need any bit of good news we can have. So if you've got good news to share, please email me or put it in the chat, because I would love to celebrate you. And I think that's most of the things I have to say about finding time and productivity and setting your priorities. It's not as easy as it always sounds. And I think that's good because a lot of times when it sounds easy and you can't do it, what is wrong with you? That's what everybody wonders. It's like, well, if it's just a matter of tweaking my to-do list and writing in it a different way, what's wrong with me? And it's not what's wrong with you. It's that the advice is a little too simplistic. And it could just be me, or it could just be people who think like me, or what, but accept the complexity and see if looking at it in that way may help. And you can do this with anything you need to prioritize or make room for in your life. For the benefit of the people in the art listening to this later, I continue with the discussion, with the chat, with Q&A, but I'm cutting it off the episode here. If you're interested in hearing the rest of the episode, that goes out to Patreon supporters unedited so they can hear the whole thing. So that's patreon.com/mightymer. If you would like to find out more about me, you can go to merverse.com where you can find my books and my podcasts. You can find links to Escape Pod, my sci-fi magazine I co-edit with SB Divya. I said the Patreon. I stream on Twitch and YouTube. Anything else I need to mention? I don't think so. Remember, I want to hear your good news. Even if you think your news is bad, you may be wrong. Because any news that you're moving forward in your writing career is good. So I want to celebrate that. Remember, if you don't have news today and you have news tomorrow, bring it to me then or on Thursday. Keep your mask on and keep your eye on the prize because you should be writing. Remember, you can support the show at patreon.com/mightymer. I Should Be Writing theme music provided by John Emilio. You can find more about him at johnemilio.com. This podcast is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license.